Hi, my name's Ian Oliver from Bell Labs. I work as part of the cybersecurity research teams there, I'm primarily working on trusted computing, remote attestation, its application to the verticals, and how we integrate it with 5 and now 6G mobile technologies. So today's presentation, I'm going to keep this at rather high level, mainly to give a lot of context about how we see firmware, how we want to integrate it into these systems. I mean, firmware is ubiquitous. We can't get away from it. The problem is that we're not seeing firmware that has some of the properties that we require in order to build what we call trusted systems, or at least support the concept of trust. Concepts such as zero trust are now becoming very, very in vogue as we move away from traditional perimeter security to systems. And having firmware that supports the notion of trust is incredibly important, especially as we move to an increasingly digitalized world where we're seeing IoT in a number of very interesting domains, especially the safety critical domains such as medical and railways. The concept of trust is to decide whether a system A is who it says it is and B what it says it is. So this goes beyond the notion that we see often with things like secure boot, which establishes the authenticity of a piece of software, for example, of the Linux kernel, of the bootloader, as we see in UEFI and so on, and delves into the idea that we can now go and examine the contents of things. Now, the idea of, for example, producing cryptographic hashes of things is not new, but having hardware support, or at least a root of trust of reporting based upon a core root of trust. The idea has been around for a very long time. We've had TPMs for nearly 20 or so years, but it's only now that these ideas are becoming very, very much more mainstream, very much critical in the way we develop things. You know, we are now actually seeing this starting to appear on the desktop with Windows 11, for example, and its requirements for TPM 2.0. Whether this is a good thing or a bad thing is for another debate. We believe, obviously, it's a very good thing, but of course, with any of these technologies, it can be misused, as we have seen in the past. So the presentation I'm going to give now, I'll give you a quick background. I'll talk a lot about our research, which is mainly based around the idea of remote attestation. I want to talk a little bit about TPMs and the root of trust. We have a trust stack, a conceptual stack, which we fit a lot of these ideas in, and through that stack, we can actually go and explore how we want to use technologies like remote attestation and how it fits in with existing technologies underneath, as we've seen in trusted firmware, TPM, and other kinds of root of trust technologies, be it hardware, software, firmware, or whatever. Then I want to talk about an example system that we've been building, and then go back into the requirements. I mean, one thing that often comes up is why do we need a TPM? Well, you don't need a TPM. What you do need is a firmware that is capable of giving you certain information about that system, rather than having the TPM chip per se. The threats, we all know. I know the Bloomberg article called The Big Hack was later proven to be, shall we say, not true. I wouldn't call it not true, but what it did do for a while is focus attention on the fact that we have this huge supply chain trust